Hello, and welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. I'm Jill Roberts, filling in for Drew Mello. May is Stroke Awareness Month, so we're joined today by Amber Kitty. She's a stroke program coordinator with Martin Health Systems. They're going to be doing some outreach, including an awareness, prevention, and recovery support program on May 2nd at the Kane Center in Stuart from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. Amber, can you tell us a little bit about what this will be?
Yes, absolutely. So Martin Health is sponsoring a awareness event. We are partnering with the Kane Center and some local nursing facilities and acute rehabs to try to promote stroke awareness. Martin Health sees over 500 stroke victims a year, so we want to try to promote awareness and especially the importance of calling 911 when an event like this happens. A lot of our community members think it's faster for them to drive to the hospital rather than calling 911 to get emergency care, but that's not the case with stroke. And we see about 50% of that population driving themselves. So,
and why would you not want them to drive themselves? Why is 911 a better choice?
911 is the better choice because our EMS professionals are trained to assess for this type of diagnosis and this type of disease. And when they recognize that a patient is suffering from symptoms that demonstrate a stroke, they will call the hospital ahead of time, even before they're en route to the hospital, and let us know to expect one of these type of patients. It brings the patient right through the doors. They get a room immediately, and they're shipped right to our imaging department to have a CT scan done of their brain to let us know if there's any kind of bleeding going on. It really helps expedite their treatment.
What are some of the symptoms that you would be experiencing possibly if you had a stroke?
Well, you would want to look for a sudden onset of symptoms, sudden numbness or weakness to the face, arm, or leg, especially if it's on one side of the body, sudden confusion or difficulty speaking or difficulty understanding speech. You could also see changes in your vision, trouble seeing in one or both of your eyes, uncoordination or loss of balance, dizziness, difficulty walking, and sometimes on a rare occurrence, a sudden severe headache with an unknown cause. Ways that the public can probably identify if they think they may be having a stroke is looking in the mirror or asking somebody that you think is having one of these events to smile. If you notice one side of their face may be drooping or look different than the other side, that's a good indication that this person may be having a stroke. If the person raises both of their arms, ask them to raise both of their arms. If one of them drifts downward and the other one stays up, that's a good indication of weakness that the person may be having a stroke. They can repeat a simple phrase. And if their speech sounds slurred or garbled, like they have marbles in their mouth, that's a good indication as well. And any of those symptoms, we want to call 911 right away. We want them to get the treatment as fast as they can, as quickly as they can, because minutes count with stroke. Every minute that goes by, we have brain cells that are dying, and it ages us. It impacts our quality of life, our ability to care for ourselves. Fast treatment is really the goal that we're trying to achieve.
So you have an event coming up at the Kane Center Wednesday, May 2nd. What are you going to be presenting to the public that day?
So we're going to give an overview of what stroke is. We're going to have different experts talk on specific topics. We have a diabetic educator who's going to speak about diabetes and nutrition and how that all impacts their heightened risk for stroke if you have diabetes. Our medical director, Dr. Jason Stabley, is going to be speaking to the public about signs and symptoms, as well as what the community can expect from Martin Health regarding upcoming changes in the next couple years for stroke services that we offer.
We often think of older people when we talk about stroke, but can younger people be at risk too?
Age is definitely a risk factor. Advanced age, usually over 65, the risk for stroke increases significantly, but we can absolutely see it in younger individuals and in our community. We've seen it even in teens. So it's something to be cautious of, and don't exclude yourself by thinking it won't happen to you just because you're of a younger age. It can happen to anybody.
We've been speaking with Amber Kitty, Stroke Program Coordinator with Martin Health Systems. They'll have an event May 2nd at the Kane Center in Stuart from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. You can find details on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts.